Oh, you ought to pray in the Holy Ghost right now. Come on, pray in the Holy Ghost right now. Come on, do you feel that? Do you feel the Holy Ghost moving in this house right now? Well, just reach out and touch him. Reach out and touch him. Reach out and touch him. Y'all don't leave. I really feel like right now we need to move what the Holy Ghost is doing. We are at the place that we would typically be by the time preaching and all of that has been done, and so I'm not going to take a long time tonight. Is that okay if we just flow in the Holy Ghost for a few moments? Could you get me Ezekiel chapter 36? Ezekiel chapter 36 and verse 23. Ezekiel 36 and 23. I was standing right here just a moment ago, and the Lord instructed me to open the Bible to this scripture. I'll be honest with you, I don't have the whole Bible memorized. I try to get as much of it in it as I can, but I didn't even know what it said. But here, Ezekiel 36 and 23, I want to walk through what the Lord just spoke to me just a few moments ago. God spoke, this is prophetic of Christ's kingdom. The land of Israel has been comforted, and now God is prophetic of Christ's kingdom. And he said, "And I will sanctify my great name, which was profaned among the heathen, which ye have profaned in the midst of them. And the heathen shall know that I am the Lord, saith the Lord God. When I shall be sanctified in you before their eyes." Understand, this is prophetic of the Holy Ghost. This is prophetic of the kingdom of God. He's talking about the name and the spirit being in you. Let's go to the next verse. Verse 24. "For I will take you from among the heathen and gather you out of all countries and will bring you into your own land. There is kingdom dominion in this place right here." God said, "I'm taking you out from the land of the heathen. I'm going to gather you out of all the countries, and I'm going to bring you into your own land." I'm going to tell you what we're doing right now. We're walking into our own land. This spirit that you feel right now, that's the spirit of walking into our own land. We've been living in borrowed lands in Birmingham. That's what the Lord spoke to me. So we've been living on borrowed lands for so long. But God spoke to me and told me tonight he's given this church its own land. You can take it as a spiritual thing. You can take it as a natural thing. I don't care how you take it, but I know what the Holy Ghost has spoken to me. And I know what I feel in my spirit. We've been having revival here and revival there, but God is establishing something here. And he said it's going to be my people's own land. It's going to be their own place, their own dominion, their own place to walk in, their own place to live in. I'm going to give. Let's read on. "I will bring you into your own land. Then, while I sprinkle clean water upon you, and ye shall be clean from all your filthiness and from your idols, will I cleanse you." Ooh, help me, God. "A new heart also will I give you, and a new spirit will I put within you. And I will take away the stony heart out of your flesh, and I will give you a heart of flesh." We're going to come back to that in just a moment. Bishop, I hope this is okay. I'm going to follow the Holy Ghost right here. "And I will put my spirit within you and cause you to walk in my statutes. And ye shall keep my judgments and do them." He said, "I'm going to take the heart that you had, take it out. I'm going to give you a new heart. See, God, this is just the way that God works. Understand, again, this is prophetic of the kingdom of the Lord. And he said, I'm bringing you out of the land of the heathen. Somebody needs to hear me tonight. And you're wondering what's going on at this crazy church and people are jumping and running and dancing. I'll tell you what's happening. God's trying to bring you out of the land of the heathen. The reason you're here tonight is not by accident. God's wanting to bring you out of the land of the heathen. Say, well, you're talking about my friends and my family. I'm going to tell you what I'm talking about. I'm talking about that wicked and perverse world that we live in, that God says there is a better way. There is a higher path. You don't have to live that way. You don't have to stay in that. But I'm bringing you out of the land of the heathen. Stand up, the heathen was, it was indicative of those that did not worship. It was indicative of those that worshiped false gods. They did not worship the one true living God. They worshiped idols, and God said, I'm bringing you out of that. Come out from amongst them and be ye separated. Touch not the unclean thing, and I'll make you my people. He says, this is just how it happens. This is how it works. That when you come out of the land of the heathen, and when you start living for God, there are some things that God has to take out and some things that God has to put in. So he says, I'm going to take out the heart of flesh or the heart of stone, and I'm going to put in you a heart of flesh. I'm taking out all of the things that have caused you to harden your heart because of what's happened in your life, and I'm going to give you a heart that I can touch and I can mend and I can heal. I'm telling somebody tonight, that stony heart, that hard place in your heart, that place that you won't let anybody into, God spoke and he said, I'm going to bring you out of the land of the heathen, and I'm going to take away the stony heart, and I'm going to give you a heart of flesh. I'm going to give you a reason. I'm preaching to somebody right now. You haven't been able to cry tears because of what's happened to you. You've hardened your heart, and you haven't been able to be touched by the hand of the Lord. But I'm going to go into that place that's hardened, and I'm going to soften it, and I'm going to give you a heart of flesh, and I'm going to help you to forgive, and I'm going to help you to let go, and I'm going to put my spirit within you and give you a reason to dance, and give you a reason to shout, and give you a reason to lift up holy hands without wrath and cry, Abba Father. I'm telling somebody in this house tonight, God is wanting to work in you like you've never seen him work before. God is wanting to do a new thing in your life. We allow... It's just the way that it is. It's when you're a child, you're so open and you're so willing to let things happen because you believe and you have faith. You have faith in people. But the truth of the matter is people fail. Don't put your faith in Brother Phillips. I'm going to tell you, I'll do everything within my power to help you in every way that I'll say I'll help you. But there'll come a day that I'll fail you. There'll come a day, there'll be a deadline, Bishop, that I won't be able to meet. I might get stuck in traffic. There might be sickness. I don't know what could happen, but I'm going to tell you, if you put all of your faith in me, there will be a day that regardless of how hard I try, that Brother Phillips will fail you. And so what happens is when people fail us, whether it's fault of their own or not, we start hardening ourselves and say, well, yeah, there it goes again. People don't care about me, and people don't love me, and people don't want me, and people don't this, and people don't that. And the problem with that is we carry that into our walk with God. And when we start living for God, we start looking at God like we look at people. Well, I prayed and it didn't happen, so let's see the next time if he'll actually come through. I'm going to tell you, God is not a man. God don't operate the way that man operates. God doesn't walk in the same judgments that man walks in. And you might have your eye on him thinking, well, maybe he will, maybe he won't, when all the while he's saying, I want to put my spirit in you. I want to give you a new heart. I want to cleanse that stony thing from you. All the hardness of your heart that you've allowed people to cause you to have, I want to take it away, and I want to give you a heart of flesh that I can heal and I can mend and I can work with. See, here's the difference in a stony heart. When you're trying to carry around a stony heart, it's heavy. Oh, help me, God. I know I'm not talking to everybody right now, but God stopped everything. Brother, Brother Sutton, for this one moment, for this one person, I don't know who you are, but I'm talking to you in the Holy Ghost. You've been carrying around this heavy heart of stone. You see, what happens is when you start trying to give stones to people, when you start trying to give your heart away and it's full of stones, is you start hurting people in turn. And now the thing that's been done to you, you start doing to people. Here, take it. And the next thing you know, all you've done is created more chaos. But God said, I'm calling you out of that. I'm calling you out of the land of the heathen. I'm calling you out of the dog eat dog. I'm calling you out of, well, they did it to me, so it'll be all right if I do it to somebody else. I'm calling you out of that. And I'm wanting to put my spirit in you and give you heart of flesh. I want to give you a heart that when I touch you, you're sensitive. You ever wondered? I'm telling you, God's doing something right here. You ever wondered why everybody else can be crying and talking in tongues, and then there you are, and they're singing King of Glory, and they got their hands lifted, and it looks like God's just all over them, and there you are, and you can't feel anything? It's because you've allowed your heart to be so hardened, and you refuse to let go of those things that have hardened your heart. You know what you're doing? You're still living in the land of the heathen, and you're not walking in your own land. You're not walking in the land that God is wanting to give you. You're not walking in the promise that God wants to give you. And as long as you keep holding on to that, you're going to keep walking over there in somebody's borrowed land. You're going to be living in a borrowed field. And so your joy, it's always borrowed, because it's dependent on who is around you. And you can only laugh when there's the certain people around you. And your peace is borrowed, because it's dependent on who's around you. Because I can only be peaceful when I've got these people to connect with. And all of those things, they're completely and totally dependent on who you are around. You're living in a borrowed field. You're living in borrowed joy and borrowed peace of mind and borrowed peace in your family and borrowed financial liberty. When God says, I want you to come out of the land of the heathen into this land that I've given you, where your joy is not depicted on who's there and who's not. And your peace is not depicted on who said, she said, they said, and all this other stuff. I'm trying to give you a connection to me that is, this is your land. And this is your heart. And you can guard it, but at the same time, don't guard it from me. It's all right to guard it, but don't guard it from me. I know people have caused you to have a stony heart, but I've given you a new heart. And I've put a new spirit in you. And I'm going to cause you to walk in my statutes and in my judgments, and you're going to do them, because I've gave you a heart after mine own heart. I've gave you a heart that's after the heart, like David, a man after my own heart, to where when I touch you, you can be moved. And when I move into the room, when the Spirit of the Lord fills this place, you recognize it and you can move with it, and you're not hardened by what's going on in your world. Oh, help God. I don't know what's going on in your world. I don't have to know what's going on in your world, but this one thing I know, God is wanting to change it. Said, preacher, I've been in church 15 years and I still can't feel God in the ways that I see everybody else feeling God. And when the Spirit of the Lord comes, I'm telling you, you got to let him take that heart out of you and put something in you that's a heart of flesh and soft and supple in his hand. David said it like this. He said, try the reins. Is this okay? Is it all right? Brother Collins, is this okay tonight? He said, David said, try the reins of my heart, oh God. See, I grew up a horseman and been a horseman about my whole life, since I can remember, for a long time. I loved horses. And then once I settled down and was not evangelized with my mom and dad anymore, I bought horses, trained horses, broke horses, all that good stuff. It's just the way that it is, that when you have a horse that's been damaged, what I mean by that is someone's been rough with this horse, and they put the bit in its mouth, and they're always yanking on his mouth this way and that way, is it hardens this horse's mouth to a place to where you have to yank it and jerk it and all of this stuff. But if a man with patience will come in, take a more aggressive bit. See, here's the part of this we don't like. He takes a more aggressive measure and puts that bit in the house, in the mouth of that horse. And that, even though it hurts, even though it's painful, slowly but surely, the hardness at the top of the horse's mouth where the bit presses against will start to soften, even though you're using something more aggressive. Until eventually, with enough patience, all you have to do is take that rein and touch the neck of the horse. You don't even have to pull the bit. What David was saying, "Try the reins in my heart, oh God," is he was saying, check my sensitivity. Because I'm going to tell you, when you've been a man of war and you went through all the things that David's went through, and the king has tried to kill you, your own son has tried to kill you, your family's tried to take you out, it's easy to get hardened. He messed up, had an affair and all of this stuff, and the man of God shows up and tells him all of this stuff, and he falls on his face, he repents before God, he's killed Uriah, he knows all of that, and it's after that place and time, he writes, "Try the reins of my heart," saying, "God, please don't stop checking me, and see if I can be touched by your Spirit." That's why, one of the reasons why he would say, "Take not your Holy Spirit from me." Because if we're not careful, we'll let that hardness and that place that we've been in cause us, like the horse, to have to be yanked around. But I'm telling you today, God's wanting to do something in somebody. God's wanting to heal those places in you that have been so hardened. He's wanting to give you a soft heart. "Try the reins of my heart." Oh, would you just lift your hands right now? "Try the reins of my heart. God, I've been hardened by what's going on in my world, but try the reins of my heart." God, I'm telling somebody right now, you've been in church for years. You need to pray that prayer right now. Come on, God, give me a clean heart and renew in me a right spirit. God's wanting to heal right now. He's wanting to get, you've been living on the borrowed land for too long, and the borrowed joy and the borrowed peace, but I'm telling you, the Holy Ghost is wanting to give you your land. This is a place I want you to live in. This is dominion I want you to walk in. Try the reins of my heart. Help me, God. Help me, God. I know this is not typical Sunday night, and normally we're running and swinging from the rafters, but I'm telling you right now, God's wanting to do a new thing in you. God's wanting to put His Spirit within you. God's wanting to give you a heart that He can touch, and when He touches you, you can be sensitive to it. It's okay to cry. It's okay to be touched by the Lord. Don't harden your heart, but let God in. 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 I think we need to lift our hands right now and pray. The Lord wants to do surgery. God, if you've been living in borrowed lands, you need to step out from where you're at right now. It used to be yours. You used to have joy and you used to have peace, but because of what's happened in your life, what mama did, what daddy did, what boyfriend, girlfriend, what husband, wife, what brother, sister did, it's caused you to start living in borrowed lands. But the Holy Ghost is wanting to give you your own land. Come on, He's wanting to give you a place where you can live. Come on, come on, come on. Somebody lift your voice right now. Come on, he's wanting to give you a heart of flesh. He's wanting to give you a heart of flesh. They're going to sing here in just a few moments. We're going to move, but I'm telling you, the Holy Ghost is wanting to work right now. Come on, the Holy Ghost is wanting to work right now. Come on, he's removing that heart of stone and giving you a heart of flesh. When was the last time that the Holy Ghost touched you and you just began to weep? Come on. Come on. The hardness of life, you can let it peel off. Let it peel off of you right now. Come on. Come on. Come on. Come on, somebody pray. Somebody pray. Somebody pray. Come on, there's joy like you've never known. There's peace like you've never known. There's deliverance like you've never known. If you'll let him take out the heart of stone and give you a heart of flesh. Come on, it's time to move off of borrowed land and move onto the land that God has called you to walk in. You've been living beneath your godly authority. You've been living beneath your godly benefits. Come on, come on. Come on, come on, let's see it, let's see it, let's see it. Kayana na mosata yana na ma 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 ma. Oh, can I talk to a young lady right now that your daddy left you? Can I tell you right now that the Holy Ghost spoke to me and told me, I don't know who you are, God hasn't shown me, but God spoke to me and said, there's a young lady here tonight that your daddy left, and because your daddy left, you've had the same analogy of God, that God's going to leave you because daddy left. But I'm going to tell you right now that the Holy Ghost spoke and said, you need to come out of that borrowed land. You've been living in that place for too long. I've got a land for you to live in, and it's relationship. It's relationship with a father that won't leave you and won't forsake you. Come on. This father, this God isn't going anywhere. He's here right now. He wants to heal. He wants to deliver. He wants to make a way. Come out of the borrowed land. Come out of the borrowed land. Come out of the borrowed land. Yeah, come on, God's giving a young lady victory here right now. Somebody needs to pray in the Holy Ghost. Come on, it's happening. It's happening. I'm giving you a heart of flesh, a heart that can be touched. You've been hardened in this area of your life because of what happened. But come unto me, all ye that are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Come on, there's healing in this house tonight. I said there's healing in this house tonight. Ooh. God, you ought to just lift your hands right now and receive it. Come on, you ought to lift your hands and receive it. Come out of the borrowed lands. Come out of the borrowed lands. Come out of the borrowed lands. Come on, I wish I could get a couple more brothers to pray with these young men sitting on the front row right now. The Holy Ghost is doing something over here. Come on, the Holy Ghost is doing something over here. Woo! Come on, do you feel that peace that's here right now? There's peace, there's peace, there's peace that passes all understanding. Come on, the Holy Ghost wants to work. The Holy Ghost wants to work. The Holy Ghost wants to work. Oh, don't stop praying. Don't stop. Please don't stop. easy to disconnect right now, but don't disconnect. Find somebody. If you can't feel the Holy Ghost, find somebody and pray with them until you can feel the Holy Ghost. Come on. Jesus is here right now. Holy Ghost is in this house. The Holy Ghost is in this house. Oh, one more time. Would you lift your hands right now? Just lift your hands. Lift your hands and love Him. Love Him. Love Him. Love Him. Lift your hands and love Him. So, and this is part of the transformation that God is doing in order for Birmingham to be saved. God's taken many of us in this revival, in these moments like we're having right now. He's taking you to the next level. Because you got to walk in the next level to go to see what we're going to see. You got to walk in the next level in order to fill this church up. You got to walk in the next level to see the kind of revival that God's wanting to pour out in this church. How many would just say thank you, Jesus, right now? Why don't we take a moment and thank Him and praise Him and worship Him? Come on, just worship Him. Let's take about 30, 45 seconds and just lift our hands and tell Him, thank you, Jesus. Come on, I'm telling you, there's some young men that are walking out here different tonight. There's some young ladies that are walking out different. You ought to just take a moment and praise Him. Come on and praise Him. Come on and praise Him. Come on and praise Him. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Yeah. Come on, let's see it. I love you, Jesus. I love you, Jesus. I love you, Jesus. I love you, Jesus. Amen. Are you ready to baptize somebody back there in the back? We just thank the Lord for what he's doing back there. This is a part of revival. God's working on you. God's filling someone with the Holy Ghost over here in this area. And God, somebody's getting baptized back there in the back. That's what revival's supposed to look like. You know, when I was a kid, Brother Reggie, Sunday school, we used to sing a little song. He's still working on me to make me what I ought to be. Took him just a week to make moon and stars, and I don't remember all the words. I'm too old now to remember them all. But I'm going to tell you what, you better be thankful that God won't stop working on you. Oh, thank you. Come on, let's rejoice for what God's doing in there right now. And the angels are looking down, and they want to be a part of what's happening. Thank you, Jesus. 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 Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Yeah, I don't ever want to get to the place to where I'm too spiritually grown up, Brother Antoine, that God can't work on me no more. Create in me a clean heart. Renew in me a right spirit. I want God to work on me. I want to be right with God. How about you? Well, I want to make heaven my home. How about you? I want to hear him say, well done, thou good and faithful servant. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Amen, amen, amen. Brother Collins, come, Holy Ghost. Aren't you thankful for what the Holy Ghost has done in this house tonight? Come on, let's just give him a wave offering one more time and just thank him one more time as Brother Collins comes. Come on, Holy Ghost. Huh? Okay, we're not going to dismiss. You take this home with you. You don't have to leave it. You just stay in what you feel. Pray if you feel like praying. Run if you feel like running. Shout if you feel like shouting. Just let the Holy Ghost move in this place, continue to move. I'm going to tell you what, between now and Wednesday night, who would help me just do this? How about we do a fast day between now and Wednesday night? Just one day between now and Wednesday. How many would do that with me? I understand some people have health issues you can't do all day. That's fine. Just do something. I want to see God move in this place. I want to see the Holy Ghost just dumped out so heavily. I've been saying it throughout this revival, and I still believe it's going to happen, that somebody's just going to be driving by, and they're going to have to pull in and say, man, I was driving, and I just felt something, felt like I needed to pull in here, and now here I am, and I'm broken, and God needs to put me back together. I'm telling you, that can happen. I said, that can happen. Amen. 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 Shake somebody's hand as we continue to pray, and just tell them, don't live in borrowed lands.